2020 has been an awful year for everyone, and that makes asking for help all the more difficult. Let me explain. Defenestrate Media pays for the shows on the world's greatest podcast network with a percentage of what we make doing our regular work. This year being full of the COVID-19 pandemic, a couple of surgeries, other medical issues, there's been almost no regular work this year. So we need to make up a significant shortfall to keep the rent paid, the lights on, the internet flowing, and the shows dropping. But The Left Show is about to hit our 500th episode. The world's greatest comic book podcast is about to hit 400 episodes. Our newest show, A Little Clarity, is nearly a year old. Our special segments like Mansplaining, The Sidetrack, Fat Camp, and Roast are all coming back in 2021. So we're asking for your help. Frankly, we're pleading for your help to keep things running. We've given you 10 years of original content, and we're looking forward to 10 more. So please, pop over to theleftshow.com. TheComicBookPodcast.com, ALittleClarityPodcast.com, WorldsGreatestPodcast.com, and help us out with our GoFundMe. The year-end bagathon starts now.
The world's greatest podcast network.
The network children ask for by name. Media Network.
Welcome to A Little Clarity. It's Thursday, and it's New Year's Eve. And with the new year, I have been contemplating a lot, including the direction of this podcast, and whether or not I even wish for it to continue. I don't think I'm done, but I do feel like it's time to reevaluate how it's done. I started the podcast because I had a dream that I had, and it was called A Little Clarity. I'm 5 foot tall. My name is Clarity. I have a mic. That was enough. The concept would come later. Originally, it was my intention to provide news that you had some control over affecting by action, followed by some sort of self-care or mindfulness, distress tolerance, radical acceptance, and other forms of help that I found through dialectical behavior therapy. And as I'm saying this, this all sounds pretty good to me. The problem became that there was just too much news that I wanted to talk about, and much of it really difficult stuff. And 2020 became just too much. It's been coming at us harder and faster than this format really could handle in 20 minutes a week. So it became more about all of that overwhelming news than the helpful stuff. And right now we're bombarded by so much heavy and dark stuff that it's at times just truly overwhelming. And it's overwhelming to me. So I'm not sure how to reconcile what it is that I want to do and what it is that I actually do. And there's so many truly excellent sources of amazing information out there that I wish I could share all of it. And at the same time, maybe the best way I can be of help is to share the stuff that lifts the pressure of it all. I definitely think a change of format is in the future, even if that means going back to my original concept and tweaking it a bit. I think, too, that perhaps I may do the show bi-monthly or monthly rather than weekly, but I'm not sure about that. And with that, I'd like to hear your thoughts if you've got any about this. You can reach me at alittleclaritypodcast@gmail.com if you care to share what you think. I'd love to hear it. And I had forgotten to mention in past shows that A Little Clarity podcast, although it started out as this concept for a podcast, the first thing I did was start a Facebook page for it. And that actually grew fairly quickly. We've got, I think, 3,000 people or close to it anyway who follow the Facebook page, which is far more than actually listen to the podcast. However, it over the last few months had been shadow banned. Although I am seeing an uptick now in traffic, so I think they may have lifted the restrictions on the page, but they had restricted it for quite some time, claiming that I had posted false information all of that information had been later on verified as true. And this, I'm very careful about the sources I'm using when I post things. So interestingly enough, it said, you know, we tagged you for this as being false information. And then later on, it says in the little thing, and we have later verified that this actually is true. Nonetheless, they still punished me for it. So that was another thing that I really enjoyed about the idea of starting the podcast was the connection. And when the connection was cut on Facebook, and I, like I said, the audience on that is far larger than the audience on the podcast itself, it made me question whether or not I should be really even doing any of this. You know, I can talk to myself all day long without any effort. So without the connection, it makes it a little harder to continue. But as I said, things seem to be picking up on the Facebook page. I haven't actually advertised this podcast at all. I have a Facebook page, and that's the busiest of the social media. I've got an Instagram page, which I mostly post screenshots from my meditation app. And I've got a Twitter page, which I very rarely post on because I just never could get the hang of it. So, you know, we'll see. There's a lot of options on what to do with this. And I'm just not sure quite what I want to do. I really don't think I want to give it up completely, but I don't know quite the direction yet. So anyway, it's bye-bye. It's good riddance to 2020. And maybe bye-bye to a little clarity, at least this iteration. Which brings me kind of to my next topic, which is about something that I do every year at New Year's and something that I'm considering with A Little Clarity, the podcast itself. One of the things that I do every year, and it carries a profound meaning for me, is a yearly collage. And this is not to be confused with a vision board, in which people put together a board and they cover it with pictures that they want to manifest in the coming year. And that is not what this is. My mother started up this tradition, and I cannot for the life of me remember when. Rather than consciously choosing images, we quote-unquote rip and tear. And basically, with a large supply of magazines or whatever we have that has lots of pictures that would normally end up hitting the recycle bin, we gather all of these things together, and we just one by one go through them quickly. If anything, any picture catches our eye or any saying or something, you just rip it out and you set it aside without thought. You just rip and tear. Lather, rinse, repeat. Eventually, you've got a pile of pictures, and you just kind of get a feeling as to when you're done with that process. And after that comes the trimming of the pictures. You get out your scissors and you go through what you've ripped and you trim them out. And then you place them onto a board. I got my board. I always get it at Michael's. And with COVID, they have now made it super easy with drive up and go. Contactless. You don't have to worry about risking anybody's lives or risking your own. It's great. So at that point, you go ahead and get out your board and start placing these pictures that seemingly are random, but they come together in what I've found to have some meaning for me, at least something to contemplate. I've got my board, and I'm putting it up at alittleclaritypodcast.com. I'm putting it up at the Facebook page. I'll put it up on Twitter. I'll put it up on Instagram. And if this is something that you decide that you're going to do, I'd like to post yours as well, if you're willing to share. So you can either go to those places, and I will have the links to all of that social media at alittleclaritypodcast.com. Post it in the comments, or feel free to email it to me, alittleclaritypodcast@gmail.com. Every year, then, last year's board gets recycled. And that's what I was talking about maybe doing with the show. Maybe it's time to put A Little Clarity, at least this last year, away. I'm thinking about maybe just archiving all of these shows, not making it available, last year's show available to the public anymore, just setting it aside. Normally I was thinking of just deleting it all, but 2020 was such a profound year, one that will go down in the history books, and it might be valuable for me to take what I've recorded and stick it in an archive, kind of like a time capsule for myself, or for my kids someday, or their kids. But just taking it off of the webpage and taking it off of iTunes and that kind of thing. So that's something I'm contemplating doing. So that said, although the date says 2021 tomorrow, January 5th and January 6th are still 2020 in my book. We've got the Georgia Senate runoff elections on the 5th. And if you're looking for any joy and you are on Facebook, go to the Elect John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock 2021 Facebook page. It's full of selfie pictures of those who just voted early for Ossoff and Warnock. And I look at those pictures every day when I go onto Facebook, and it brings me a lot of joy. It brings a smile to my face. So I think it will for you too. And January 6th, here's where we get into some of the heavier stuff. That's when the Electoral College certification happens. And that's presided over by Pence. And in case you haven't heard, Louis Gohmert is suing Mike Pence. This is from Politico. Representative Louis Gohmert, Republican from Texas, and President Donald Trump's defeated electors from Arizona may force Vice President Mike Pence to publicly pick a side in Trump's bid to overturn his 2020 election loss. Gohmert and a handful of the would-be electors sued Pence in federal court on Monday in a long-shot bid to throw out the rules that govern Congress's counting of electoral votes next week. Well, yes, coming up very shortly. It's an effort that they hope will permit Pence, who is tasked by leading the January 6th session of the House and Senate, to simply ignore President-elect Joe Biden's electors and count Trump's losing slates instead. The lawsuit asserts that the 1887 law, known as the Electoral Count Act, the vague statute that has long governed the electoral vote counting process with minimal drama, unconstitutionally binds Pence from exercising total authority to choose which votes to count. Quote, under the 12th Amendment, Defendant Pence alone has the exclusive authority and sole discretion to open and permit the counting of the electoral votes for a given state, and where there are competing slates of electors, or where there is objection to any single slate of electors, to determine which electors' votes, or whether none, shall be counted, the suit contends. The lawsuit comes before Judge Jeremy Kernodle, a Trump appointee, to the U.S. District Court of Eastern District of Texas. It's unclear if he'll grant the request for an expedited judgment. Though the lawsuit itself is unlikely to gain legal traction, it does put Pence in the position of having to either contest the suit, putting him on the opposite side of Trump and his GOP defenders, or support it and lay bare the intention to subvert the will of the voters in the 2020 election. Pence has engaged with GOP lawmakers seeking to reverse the election results, but has avoided publicly taking a side in the matter, and he has given no indication of how he intends to handle his role presiding over the January 6th session of Congress set to certify Biden's victory. Though Biden was the certified winner in the states like Arizona, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and others, the Republicans who would have been Trump's electors met anyway and purported to cast their votes for Trump's reelection. They're counting on Pence and congressional Republicans to treat those informal votes, those bullshit votes, as equal to the slate certified in those states where Trump was defeated. Pence, the suit contends, may only be guided by constitutional provisions and may exercise, quote, sole discretion in determining which electoral votes to count for a given state, and must ignore and may not rely on any provisions of the Electoral Count Act that would limit his exclusive authority. It goes on, and there's a link to that article at alittleclaritypodcast.com. Bring your popcorn. You're witnessing the end of the U.S. It will be fascinating to see how we transform as a country after this. President-elect Biden has said it's nothing short, in my view, of irresponsibility, and has accused Trump appointees of obstructing the transition on national security issues. There's a link to that article as well at alittleclaritypodcast.com, but I'm not going to read it. There's nothing to be done with that, but if you'd like to read it, it's at the podcast website. I did want to read a couple of things. One was something, it was a post that was posted by a friend of mine, and he's also a writer for truthout.org. He posted this on his Facebook, and it struck a major chord for me, so I want to read it to you. And it kind of goes against a little bit of what I was talking about, of trying to lift the heaviness of everything that's going on. But I think part of lifting the heaviness is recognizing the heaviness, because there's a lot going on, a lot of heaviness. And he wrote, "I deal in words, and I've been trying to put a finger on how I feel right now. I've been scuffling in the endeavor, quote, existential fear sounds like the name of an emo band, and quote, low dread is what you get if you don't wipe down properly. I surrender the words to the moment. I don't properly know what to say. I'm quietly terrified, permanently furious, like there's an animal in my gut gnawing at all the places that hurt the most. I cry when I look at the moon because it is pretty, and that's enough to topple my emotional apple cart. I lie in bed at night with a boulder in my heart, and when I dream, it is of COVID, of running down long hallways in the dark. I behold my 7-year-old daughter, who is old enough to know that she's getting screwed, but too young to see the how and the why. No classroom, but what I can confabulate. No friends, no activities, masks always. And she knows, but doesn't know. Her fear is formless and huge and bleak and invisible. And I die every day that is stolen from her. And I don't need unemployment assistance or eviction protection. To quote Fight Club, I am the warm little center the light of this world crowds around comparatively. This deliberate deprivation is hydraulic despotism. It is horror. Yet I am fine. I think I'm fine. I am not okay, but I am fine. Just fine. Just fine." Right in the feels, Mr. Pitt. And I wrote this myself, not nearly as profound as what William Pitt had to say, but I wanted to share it with you nonetheless. It was just my reflections on 2020. My favorite masks aren't pretty. They are thick, yet breathable, and they make me feel safe. Assholes before the pandemic are still assholes. Despite my deepest hope that this would bring us all together, it didn't. 30% of the United States is hopeless. Mail-in ballots kick ass. The Electoral College has to go. I am truly an introvert, and I don't need a pandemic as an excuse to say no to things. I really, really like my family. Even if I don't go anywhere, I need to move my body. You can gain weight despite walking 10 miles a day. What poor and middle class that do survive this need a political revolution. It starts in Georgia. People need to be reminded of what was done to them the last 4 years, and amends need to be made, starting with reuniting the children who were ripped from their parents at the border. Healthcare should never be tied to a job. Wealth inequality and propaganda is what broke the U.S., not the virus. I love my job. Adam Melcher is Musician of the Year because I said so. And with that, I want to wish you the very best 2021. I think it's got to get better, but it may get a lot darker before that happens. So please hang in there and know that that I'm thinking of you. And although A Little Clarity is going to change quite a bit, A Little Clarity is still here for all of us, and hopefully in 2021 to lift the darkness a little bit more than I was able to do in 2020. So long. Thanks for all the fish. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do